It's time for Benedictine Raven Basketball on your local sports authority, Get Radio 93.7 FM, part of the MSC Sports Radio Network. Streaming free on the MSC Radio app and online at mscsports.net. Stay tuned for the BNP Propane pregame show.
Are you looking for a fast, secure place to fill up your vehicle's tank? Stop in at the Pumps, just south of Holton, powered by BNP Propane and Knotty Pine Oil. Whether you are filling up your tank, grabbing a snack, or just need a pit stop on Old 75 Highway, the Pumps has you covered. The Pumps offers E10, 87, Premium 91, no ethanol, dyed diesel, clear diesel, and DEF. The Pumps is a family-owned local service, keeping Jackson County moving every day. Swing on by today and get set up for easy 24/7 access.
KAIR-FM, Horton Atchison.
It's basketball season, and Mueller's Locker Room in Atchison is your home court for all the action. With wall-to-wall TVs, daily food specials, and drinks as smooth as a no-look pass, you won't miss a single slam dunk or buzzer beater. From the opening set to the final buzzer, the best plays happen at Mueller's Locker Room, where hoops fans huddle up. Mueller's Locker Room, 120 South 2nd in Atchison, your game day headquarters all season long.
Welcome back to Benedictine Basketball on Care Radio on a beautiful Saturday afternoon in January. A little bit chilly. Dubuque, Iowa. The Ravens are at Clark today. 35 degrees and a little overcast. Going to have some precip coming down after a while maybe. But right now, the Benedictine guys looking for what for them would be a really big road win against a team that, I know you kind of hate to say it, maybe out loud, but against a team that you should be able to win a game on the road over. And rather, that's always risky business to say, and there are never guarantees about anything yet. Benedictine coming into the game today at 8-8, 4-4 in the conference against a Clark team that's struggling. They are 3-13. Clark is 0-8 in the conference and currently on a 10-game losing streak. So, the Ravens would like to see that streak continue just a little bit longer. That said, PA guy is going to introduce them here. Let me bring in the starters. What do you say? First of all, for Clark. And the Clark men's basketball team going to be starting Nick Bryant. Nick is a 6'1" senior from Potosa, Iowa, out of Western Dubuque High School. Hometown kid. You're going to have Carson Lindauer at 6'4". Carson's a senior from Tomah, Wisconsin. He went to Loras College. Jonathan Howard is a sophomore at 6'1" from Wichita. He went to South High School. Ivan Vucek is a 6'7" junior from Croatia. And rounding out the starters, also from Croatia, at 6'5", it is going to be Luver Stanovic. He is a junior, by the way, for Clark. For the Benedictine Ravens, it's going to be the same five. You're going to know and expect to be out there. Ravens are going to be starting Preston Reynolds and Jack Vanderudy. It'll be Deglin Sullivan and Bryson LaRue with Aiden Sullivan. So that all said, we're about ready to get underway here this afternoon. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be back. Raven tip-off coming up next.
Good deals are hard to come by these days, unless you're at Taco John's. A crispy beef taco, bean burrito, junior potato oles, and a small drink for just $5? Oh, what a steal. $7 for a pair of crispy beef tacos, plus a nacho crunch beef burrito, junior potato oles, and a small drink? And that's a steal, too. And just $9 for a super crispy beef taco, chicken stuffed grill taco, junior potato oles, churro, and a small drink? Well, now that's highway taco robbery. Order these meal steals in-restaurant or online, only at Taco John's.
Whether it's normal automotive maintenance like oil changes and wiper replacement, or more serious repairs like starters and alternators, Atchison Auto Parts is your local stop for everything you need to keep your vehicle running at peak performance. Open 8 to 6, Monday through Saturday, and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer, with locations in Leavenworth, Sabetha, and Smithville, and of course in Atchison at 424 Woodlawn Avenue.
Welcome back to Raven Basketball, and here we go. The ball up, the tip away. Ravens have it. They're going to take it down the 4 feet into the middle. Aiden Sullivan, who will turn it, won't go down. The rebound is going to be lost out of play. It'll come back to Benedictine. We're just underway. Welcome, everyone, to this Heart of America Athletic Conference in the NAIA ball game. Ravens and the Pride. Follow a baseline jump shot. Won't go for Vanderwoodian. Here comes Clark. First possession of the afternoon for the Pride. Clark in their home whites with gold and black. Benedictine in the traveling black with red and white. The drive to the left side of the hoop, and the one-handed shot goes up, won't go in, and the Ravens are going to commit a foul. It's going to be on Bryson LaRue. So Bryson picking up his first foul of the ball game. And moments into the line, into the contest, the Pride will be coming to the free throw line. The shot is up, hits the back of the rim, and kicks completely back out on top. Ivan Vucek. One more shot coming up for Ivan. Puts this one up, in and out. No, Ravens are going to rebound it down. Declan Sullivan comes up with the basketball, races into the forecourt. BC will feed in the middle. The pass across the lane, and it's going to be lost out of bounds. Ravens will turn it over. So we're a minute into the game, just about. Each team with a possession or two. Neither team able to put anything on the board. And now, the official, this official is a smart guy. He's a good official, and I can tell you why. You know, in baseball, when maybe a foul tip happens and the official decides, oh, I gotta get my broom out. I'm gonna brush off the plate a little bit. He's doing the same thing on the inbound. We had a player get maybe poked in the eye or something. And now the Ravens coming up with a steal. And the shot is gonna go up. It's gonna go in. And Benedictine on the board for the first time today. They will take the 2-0 lead on the driving shot by Preston Reynolds. BC goes up by two. We're 18:40 to play first half. Back and in, the ball is going to be slapped away, knocked out of bounds. It's going to come back into Clark at their offensive end. So Reynolds gives Benedictine a 2-0 lead. Clark will inbound it, lob it out on top. A little collision up there, but they do not lose control of the ball. And then a miscommunication on the left side. The guy from the wing breaks to the baseline. The guy from the point throws the ball to the wing. Nobody home. And it's going to rolled into the crowd, and the Ravens are going to have it back. 2-0. BC in front. Minute and a half gone. Here's Bryson with the basketball. Looks in the middle of Deglin. Nothing there. Comes out on top. Aiden comes back over to the right side to Bryson. Again, they'll feed Sullivan. Out on top to Vanderwoody, who tracks it down just before midcourt. Shot clock's at 4. Shot clock's at 3. And the ball is going to be lost out of bounds by Vanderwoody, and Benedictine is going to take a lot of time off the clock. And now they're going to say it was tapped away from him, so the Ravens are going to have it in, but only 3 seconds on the shot clock. No time. Vanderwoody will get it, put up a shot that's blocked. Ravens are going to rebound it down, and they will have a shot clock violation. So for Benedictine, solid possession, good control of the basketball, just didn't get a shot away. And we are 17:50 to play during the first half. Ravens leading it 2-0. Clark with the basketball. They work it out on top. Big man, top of the key, starts his way to the right side, puts it on the floor, one-time shot, up, no good, offensive board, push back up and in. Carson Lindauer makes the bucket, and he's going to get a chance to put his team in front as Benedictine. We'll have a foul called against Jack Vanderwoody. And for Jack, his first foul, the Pride come to the free throw line. Lindauer eyes it, shoots it, Clark's in front. It is 3-2 Pride, 17.5 to go in the first half. Benedictine back down with it. It's going to be Declan Sullivan. Has it slapped out of his hands. He'll go all the way into the backcourt trying to track it down, and official said he must step out of bounds over here. Ravens are going to get it back in play. Benedictine coming off a big game the other day. Ravens have been playing better and better. I think this team shows a lot of promise. Here's a driving down the court, working his way to the left side is Deglin. Out on top, Bryson. He'll start into the lane, have the ball stripped away from him. Now it's going to be a two-on-one break. Clark goes right side, running shot. It's going to be slapped away. Ravens are going to save it in the corner. That was just Benedict showing off great team speed as they were able to pick up the ball and get down the floor. The three by LaRue is wide to the left side. The rebound is going to be slapped out of bounds. And it'll be Clark basketball. Not a lot of scoring here in the early going. 16:50 to play, first half. Benedictine leading it, or rather trailing it. Clark leading it, 3-2. Ravens 0-for-2 from the outside. Clark has not taken a three-point shot yet. Here's a feed in the middle, driving layup, missed. That was one of those point-blank layups where you came down the baseline toward the rim, and nobody in front of you, and it still did not go in for the Pride. And Benedictine back up with a basketball. They'll feed to the right side of the lane. Vanderbooty hook shot, left hand up and good. So Jack picking up his first point of the game, and the Ravens go back in front with 16:20 to go in the half. It is 4-3 Benedictine. The Ravens are 2 of 7 shooting the ball, 28%. Clark is 1 of 4. So early in the game, no one exactly setting it on fire here. Top side, here's a shot. It's a three. No, the back of the rim has it bounding away, and Ravens back up the floor with it. 15:50 to go. Out on top, Preston to Bryson. That's a really long three, and it won't fall. Rebound, Clark. Full check. Comes down with a basketball, and the Ravens will come up the floor. Or rather, Clark will come up the floor. And the shot misses, the rebound, follow shot misses, and a foul by Preston. So Preston Reynolds picking up his first foul of the game. Benedictine team foul 3. Clark has committed no fouls yet this afternoon. And it'll be the Pride coming to the free throw line for a couple of shots. 4-3 Benedictine. First one, in and out, no. 1 more shot coming up for the Pride and an opportunity to tie the game. Long, hard look at the rim and a big, deep breath. This shot, no. Ravens with the rebound. So, Ivan Volchek misses both halves. Aiden Sullivan rebounds it down and Ravens are back on offense. Here's a little fall away from 12, crawls up and over the rim, and it's good. So Declan Sullivan gets his first point of the game, 3 Ravens with 2 points each. 6-3 Benedictine. We are 5 minutes in. From the left corner, very deep, the 3 fails. Preston Reynolds coming out of the board. He'll take it up the left side, right in front of the scorer's table, backs it into the forecourt, and the defender behind him bumps him a couple of times. He's going to be called for a foul, and we are going to take a break. We got a timeout of the court, 14:55 to go in the opening half. Ravens in Dubuque, Iowa, where it's Benedictine 6, Pride 3.
Looking for a fresh, fast, and delicious meal in Atchison? Head to Subway, conveniently located under the 5th Street Viaduct. From made-to-order sandwiches and wraps to crisp salads, protein bowls, and breakfast options, Subway has something for everyone, any time of day. And be sure to watch for their special $6.99 meal of the day for a great deal on your favorites. Fresh ingredients, great value, and made just the way you like it. Eat fresh at Subway in Atchison.
From the Teal Center, the Ravens on the road this afternoon. They lead in the very early going of the ballgame. We're just a little over 5 minutes in. It is a 6-3 Benedictine lead. Ravens shooting fairly well, you know, in the 30% from the floor. Clark, 1 of 5, hitting 20%. Three-point shots, well, it's a combined 0-for so far, so these two teams still kind of getting their game legs beneath them. Benedict and putting the ball in play. Coming out of the timeout, here's Declan Sullivan. Out on top, Bryson. LaRue, one-hand push pass. Preston feeds down to the baseline where Declan falls away, puts a shot up that doesn't trickle in, and the rebound cleared away by Clark. Pride rolling up the floor. And that's going to be Nick Bryant. He'll be your point guard this afternoon for the bulk of the day for Clark. They work the ball over to the right side. Get it in the middle to Howard. Shot clock trickling down. Follow a shot. No. And for Clark, man, it's just kind of tough. You feel like these are going to fall, and they just, for whatever reason, don't seem to. Little spin, a little tough break sometimes, and the Ravens, with only a three-point lead, back down the floor, twisting, turning, forcing the shot up finally. Aiden unable to capitalize, back up with it comes Clark. And as few shots as Clark has hit, they are still within a possession. 13:40 to go in a very low-scoring first half of men's college basketball. We're in the heart of America Athletic Conference of the NAIA, three-point shot wide right side. Ravens rebounded down, and back up comes Benedictine. BC up top side. Declan starts in, goes back door to Aiden. His shot is up, it's good, and it's going to be a plus one. So Aiden Sullivan hits the bucket, draws the foul. And we're going to get him up at the line here. Again, the crew's not moving real fast here today. We got a little bit of a late start. The ladies' game went long because it was right down to the wire. Free throw. Got it. So Aiden Sullivan is now Benedictine's leading scorer with 3 points. And the Ravens have an 8-3 lead. 13:20 to go. And again, for Clark, if you think about it, 7 minutes in and you got 3 points. You are on a 17, 18-point pace at that point. And that is a phenomenally low number. Ravens coming up with the steal. Here comes Benedictine, driving it down the court. Feeds over to the left side of Bryson. Out on top it comes. Power move in the lane. Shot is up and missing. Just going up too strong to the rim, and it hits the back of the backboard and kicks clear out beyond the front of the rim. Clark back up the floor with it, and they're very much a part of this game. It's only a 2-point Raven lead, and Benedictine going to commit a foul on the upcourt play. Coach Moody says, all right, we're going to respond to that with a substitution as BC will bring Gabe Sidgick into the game. Gabe, a big guy for Benedictine, 6'7". Right side with the basketball, 12:40 to go. Clark has the ball, trailing by 6. Off the block, shot, off the window, and good. A little turnaround shot in the middle, and the Ravens now lead by 3. It is 9-5. 12:20 left in the first half. So, seesaw maneuver by Bryson. He'll come back up to the top. The feet in the middle, and is the shot goes up. It misses. Do we have a foul call here? I thought we would or should. Certainly could. And that's what we're going to have. Benedictine's going to be coming to the free throw line. With 12 minutes and 7 seconds to go in the first half, BC will step to the line. It's going to be Gabe checking in there. He's a good free throw shooter. Big guys aren't necessarily. Gabe typically is, but that one does not go in. One more shot coming up for Gabe Sidgick. Now the Ravens are going to bring. Who we got? We got Harrison Kissling coming into the game. Second free throw. Yep. We also have Drew Purdy in the game. It is now 10-5 Benedictine. 12 minutes to play. First half. Long three, aired out, missing. And the Ravens are going to rebound this thing down. Here comes BC. They'll fly up the floor, swing it over to the right side. Out on top with it, that is going to be Jared Lee. Jared Lee getting more and more playing time. And you know how you do that? If you're a ball player and you wonder how you get more playing time, you play well. You play team ball and you do what you're supposed to do. And that's what Jared's done. And he's worked his way into more and more time for this club. And the shot goes up from underneath, tipped up underneath. None of them will go in. And finally, on the third effort, I'll have a foul called against Clark. And we're 11:27 to go in the half. Clark will make a pair of substitutions. And the Clark numbers are not, by the way, not easy to see. They are gold on white. So we will mention that. Coming to the free throw line for the Ravens, the shot up, it's in. Missed the first, hit the second. And 11:27 to go in the first half, the Ravens lead it 11-5. Back up the floor of the basketball. The Pride will work it over to the near side. They'll have a way out of the wing. Cut back to the middle. Raven player defense doing a good job cutting them off. Did not allow any kind of access. They'll have to lob it back to the top. Cut the right side. Pull up from 14. Well wide to the left side. And the Ravens are going to rebound it down. Here comes Benedictine. Flying down the court. Going all the way to the baseline. Little hook pass comes out on top right into the hands of a defender. Clark will take it back the other way. They'll launch it over to the baseline left. 10:55 to go in the first half. Clark with the ball, falls away, shot up too strong, rebound picked back up by Clark, and they'll get it up and in, but with the whistle having blown, does it count? Official will come to the scorer's table and say, yeah, it not only counts, but we've got a foul against Benedictine. It'll give the Pride chance at a three-point play. It is on its way. The free throw is does not work. Ravens rebound. 11-7 Benedictine. 10:45 to go. First half. Ravens with the ball. Back out on top comes Jared. He'll get it to Harrison. Kissling. Give and go inside. Two-handed shot. It's up and good. That was nicely done by Drew Purdy. 13-7 Ravens. We're almost halfway through the first half. Guys, game going on pretty quickly. Here's a shot, and it's wedge. Wide to the left side. Jammed into the edge. And BC will dislodge the ball, and we'll be putting it in play from the backcourt. Ten 13 to play. Here in the first half, and the officials, again, the game was moving on pretty quickly. They're not helping make it any more brisk. Faith basketball down, driving in, falling away, shot from eight, knocking it down. Clark hits the bucket, and they're right back to within four. We've got 10 minutes left. First half. Again, Jared goes to Larry. And as Parker loses the handle on the ball, there may have been a foul that precipitates that play. We're going to get a media break, and they're going to sort it all out. Joseph, we're going to take a timeout. A break coming here at 9:54 to go in the opening half at the Kiel Center. It's Benedictine 13, Clark 9.
Whether you're hosting friends, enjoying a cozy evening at home, or celebrating life's little moments, Hunley Liquor has everything you need to elevate the occasion. Choose from a wide selection of domestic and imported beers, fine wines, and premium spirits to make any gathering special. Hunley Liquor, 119 South 9th Street in Atchison. Hometown friendly, hometown helpful. That's Hunley Liquor.
Chuck Lipsy here with Raven Basketball on Saturday afternoon in January. Welcome. Benedictine coming into the game today at 8-8 on the season, 4-4 in the conference. Hoping to get what would be for them a really valuable road win over Clark. Anytime you go on the road, wins are really difficult to come by. And this would be one to kind of give BC a boost here in the early part of the second semester. Ravens have the basketball. They'll put it in play for the far sideline. We're back at it. Drive it down the left side. It'll come back out on top. Cutting across in the middle. The feed to the baseline. The fall away three. No. And the long rebound. Pride. 9:20 to go in the first half. Ravens with a four-point lead. Clark will have it way out on the elbow right in front of the Benedictine bench. They'll dribble it up toward the top. That's going to be Howard. Jonathan has his pass batted away. It's going to go into the backcourt. And is it going to be over and back? It is. So the Ravens will have it in play. Larry Parker III will do the inbound work. Larry looking to bring it in. It is 13-9. Benedictine into the lane. Going up with the underhand shot. No, but we have a whistle and a foul. It's going to be on Carson Lindauer. Benedictine on the floor right now with no starters. Okay, you got Jared Lee out there. I see Harrison Kissling, Larry Parker III, and you got the two big guys with Gabe Sidgwick and Drew Purdy. First free throw is up. Not going to go in. One more jump, one more free throw here, and also does not go in. Still 13-9. Clark will bring it down in front of the Raven bench. Extraordinarily low scoring so far. Clark works it way outside on the left edge. Driving to the free throw line, twisting, turning, trying to get into the middle. Excellent defense by Jared Lee. Not allowing any kind of access. Benedictine forces him to back away, take a long three, and falling away, the shot is up and good. A tough shot, knocked down, and the Pride are suddenly within one. It is 13-12, 8:40 to go in the first half. Big possession for Benedictine to battle back. Here's a long three. No, maybe not the best shot. Ravens don't knock it down. Here comes Clark. They've got a chance for a lead. They'll skip it over to the right side. The Ravens bat it away and are able to pick it up off the floor. Kissling kicks it out. Driving in is going to be Purdy. He tumbles to the floor and travels with the basketball. I think he was trying to spin in the lane and get a different perspective on the rim, and he did that and bumped into a defending player who did not foul him, and then he just basically kind of lost his balance and stumbled to the floor. And the Ravens are going to give it back, leading still only by one at 13-12. Benedictine hasn't scored in a couple of minutes now, going on three. 8 minutes ago in the first half. Three-point shot for the lead. There it is! Three from the outside for Clark. And suddenly, it is a Pride lead. They're in front 15-13. 7:50 to go in the half. Benedictine needs to respond quickly and not let Clark get that good vibe going here. Back on the right side, Bryson will ruin the game. And his running shot off the backboard won't go. Rebound, Pride. Clark coming out with a basketball layer up the floor. 7.5 to go in the first half. Pride has the ball up to 15-13. Right side of the lane going in. Left-handed shot missing. Rebound tipped again. Drew Purdy will bring it down. Here comes the Raven offense. The quick outlet up the floor. Long cross-court pass. And a foul away from the basketball. All that ball movement was done outside the three-point area. But the collision and the foul occurred in the lane. For Clark, it'll be team foul 7. And for Benedictine, it's going to be the 1-1. Ravens coming to the line. The front half, no good. Rebound. Anyway, that's Aiden Sullivan now. we must have had a lane violation because they're going to give him this over. And again, they indicated it's a 1-1. I didn't see the guy get in the lane. That's certainly what must have transpired here. Second time, he also misses the front half of the 1-1. So the Ravens continue to trail by two. Clark will drive down, feed in, go up, hit the layup. It's now 17-13, and we're inside 7 minutes. Benedictine trailing by four. Ravens have been stuck on 13 for a very, very long time. BC way up top side with the ball. Gets it to Deglin. Here's Preston to Jack for three. No. Rebound Clark. 6.5 to go in the first half. Clark with the basketball. Clark with the lead. And really, if there is any momentum, and I don't get the feeling that right now that either team's got some great juggernaut of energy going on, but they certainly have what emotion and advantage there is in that right now. Clark will be going to the bench, and coming into the lineup is going to be Devon Junghans. He's a 5'10" senior out of Salina, Kansas. And before he gets into the game, we're going to get a timeout, and let's do it. We're taking a break. Inside, 5 minutes to go in the first half. It is Clark 17, Benedictine 13.
Ready to make history and maybe $500? During halftime at this season's home basketball games at Atchison High School and Atchison County Community High School, you could be one of two lucky contestants who will have a chance to make a half-court shot to win $500. Sponsored by Amberwell Orthopedic Care and Sports Medicine. Tickets for a chance to shoot will be sold at the gate, and all ticket proceeds go to the schools. Win or lose, it's a shot worth taking. See you at the game.
Clark puts the ball in play. Quickly, they'll drive into the lane and turn it over. Ravens are going to bring it back out on top. Declan Sullivan with the basketball, called to the left-hand dribble. Start to the right side, cut to the left, goes down the left side of the lane, puts a shot up off the window and misses it. Rebounding it back down. Here comes Clark. They'll drive, attack the bucket, go in, go up, hit the driving shot. That pushes it to 19-13. 5:50 to go in the half. Ravens out on top, Vanderwoody. He'll pull up from about 17, doesn't get it, and on the rebound, I suspect it's going to be a Raven foul, and I suspect it's going to be on Aiden. And Clark will have it in play from deep in the backcourt. 5:44 to go in the first half. And the Ravens, again, they have been on 13 for what feels like a really, really long time, probably going on 5 minutes now. Here's a cut across the free throw line, and a shot from the top, a three that spins all the way around the rim and then rejects. Ravens up the floor, Sullivan, Vanderrudy, left side, and the ball's going to be stripped out of the hands of Preston Reynolds. It's going to go out of bounds off Preston's knee, and Benedictine once again will turn it over and give it back. 5:19 left. We're in the first half. Ravens down six. Back out topside, Clark in those home whites. Little seesaw dribble over to the wing, into the top of the key. Here's a long shot, right side. It's a three missing, and a foul underneath the rim on the missed shot. And it's going to go against Benedictine. And for the Ravens, it'll be team foul seven. And for Clark, it'll be free throws, 1-1. Taking his time, eyeing it up, the shot up and good, and the second free throw coming. It's now 20-13. So Clark is on a 13-0 run right now. And now it's a 14-0 run. Benedictine down eight. And again, into the forecourt. Ravens desperately got to get something on the board here. We're 450. Here's a long three. Nope. Rebound. Ravens. Follow shot. Nope. Chipped around. Out of bounds. Clark basketball. Again, you got to understand that here this afternoon, as Clark will chase that ball down in the corner. Hey, Clark has not been in a great place. This would be such a huge win if they could pull one off here. Ravens do not want to see that happen. And we're going to get a timeout as we're going to have a media break here. Timeout on the court. 4:43 to play. We're in the first half. It's Clark 21, Benedictine 13.
Ready to look and feel your best? Snap Fitness in Atchison is more than just a 24-hour gym. With three tanning beds, you can get that perfect glow. Appointments are available Monday through Thursday from 10 to 1 and 2 to 6, and Fridays and Saturdays from 10 to 12. Stop by Snap Fitness at 409 Commercial or call 913-367-1511 to book your tanning session today. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness.
The Clark Pride lead Benedictine with 4:43 to go in the opening half in Dubuque, Iowa. Heart of America Athletic Conference men's college basketball on Care Radio this afternoon. Great to have you along with us. Lots of games going on around the conference. We'll be talking about final scores from the ladies' games that concluded, including a Benedictine win here earlier. There's a shot going up and won't go for the Pride. Ravens rebound it down. Vanderbooty up the floor. Swings it right side. Preston. Here's Jaglyn Sullivan with it now. Starts right. Backs away. Kicks it left. Rice in the lane. Feeds to the baseline. Out to the top. Jaglyn goes three. Doesn't hit it. And great interior position on the rebound. And a foul from behind by Aiden. So it again is going to bring us to the other end of the floor, where Clark will come to the line one and one. Ravens already trailing by eight. They could find a double-digit deficit. Coming to the line. It's a shot. It's going to be up and good. Joe Brown in the game for Clark. He's a freshman out of Cumming, Georgia. 6'6" freshman. Joe hits the first one, cannot hit the second one, and the Ravens are going to rebound it down. 22-13. Clark with the lead. Here are the Ravens with the ball. Jaglyn goes underneath. The shot is up. No! But we'll have a Clark foul. So Ravens take it over to the right side. Get in the hands of Gabe Sidzik, and as he goes up strong, the defender tries to box him out. On the court now for Benedictine, it'll be Drew Purdy and Gabe Sidzik, who's at the line. Larry Parker and Bryson LaRue with Jaglyn Sullivan. The free throw, yes. That is the first point for the Ravens in a while. I'll do a little math here in a second and let you know. 22-14. Ravens last score came in about 9 minutes, so it's been, over maybe close to six minutes. Over 5 minutes since Benedictine has scored. Second free throw, he'll get them both. 3:50 to play in the first half. Clark will be going left to right here, way out on the far side, right by the 28-foot line. They'll kick it off on top, get there to Stanovich. Work it back to the corner. Clark's going to be really patient. They are in no hurry. They want a shot, but they want it to be a good shot. And here's the drive and the kick to the corner with a wide-open three. Does not go in. And it'll be out of bounds off the Pride. It's not going to be out of bounds. It's going to be a foul. I thought he reached over and slapped the ball away, but they're going to say he reached over and committed a foul on the rebound. So we will walk to the other end of the floor. We will again have one and one shots taken. A little bit ago, Aiden could not hit the front half of a one-and-one. This time the Ravens put this one up and good. One more free throw coming up here for Benedictine. And Drew Pretty's going to hit them both. So for Drew, it'll be 4 points. You get a two a little bit ago now, a couple of free throws here, and we're down to 3:15 to play before halftime. 22-17, Pride in front. Clark's being, again, extremely patient with the ball. They'll take it baseline, come out on top. The very open three, buried. Three-point shot. Going to be knocked down, and that was a great shot. Clark goes up 25-17, and for the Ravens on the other end, Drew Purdy hits a three. So, again, the Ravens are very capable of hitting those long shots. And Drew is a good perimeter shooter. BC's going to steal the ball away. Up with it is going to come Larry. Ravens a run. Left side Parker. 2.5 to go in the half. 5-point lead for Clark. And Larry starts to back in, and they're going to call him for an offensive foul. That is seldom seen. The guy dribbling the ball, backing in off the block and working his way into the lane. But for Parker, it'll be personal foul number one. And back up court again, the Pride. 2:15 to go in the half. 25-20, Clark out front. They'll skip pass over to the right side. The driving layup is up, and it is good. Nice little touch on that shot by Ivan Vucic. And Ravens back up the floor. 27-20, three-point shot, left side. Count it for Benedictine. A beautiful shot from deep on the left side by Drew Purdy again. And as big guys go, a lot of them are great perimeter shooters, and Drew Purdy certainly would fall in that category. From long range, he is especially good, and he likes that baseline, that shot from the edge. Here's a drive across, the feet to the top, the three-point shot, wide right side, Ravens rebound down, BC up the court. Here comes Deglin. Sullivan into the forecourt, gets mowed down, and he's coming to the free throw line with a minute 25 to go in the first half. So now we're finding these teams up and down the floor, lots and lots and lots of fouls happening. Lots of free throws being shot. Pride foul 10. Ravens two free throws for Deglin. He's an extremely good free throw shooter. The first one is good. Deglin Sullivan picking up his fifth point of the game. Looking for number six, he'll have that also. So Sullivan hitting both ends of the free throw, and the Ravens are back to within two. 27-25, with a minute 20 to play in the half. The shot goes up on the outside, missing. Offensive rebound, saved by Clark. That was a big save. He'll work it down to the baseline, picked up on a double team, reverse the ball over to the wing. They haven't brought it back out on top. They keep taking it to the side, into the baseline, and back partway up the side, but not across the top. And now the ball down to the baseline, going to be stopped away. It's out of bounds on Benedictine. 1:02 to go in the first half. This game's going to be very close at halftime, and I'm not sure which team's going to be in front. Pride lead right now by a fair. They'll start left, follow-away shot near the shot clock buzzer. No. Rebound, Clark. They'll go back left side, knife into the lane. Running shot is up. Count the bucket, and it's a plus one. So Clark will hit the driving basket off the left side. Benedictine is going to commit the foul. It'll be on Drew Purdy. So give Purdy the foul. Give Nick Bryant the basket. And he's coming to the line for one more. And the Ravens are going to bring in for the first time today. We're going to get Vince Duca into the game. So Vince comes in. The free throw is up and got it. 30-25 Pride. Here's Benedictine from the top. Larry's shot, no. And the long rebound is backed away from by Clark. They're going to let the thing bounce twice with no Raven near it and let it go out of bounds. 30-25. Clyde, half a minute to go in the half. They'll walk it up the floor very patiently. They're going to run this thing way down, I would suspect, unless they get a real, real good look. And they're just standing, heels in the center circle, dribbling the ball, running a little time. One guy at the top of the key. One guy extended free throw lines. One guy at the block. And here's a drive down the middle. It's going to be stolen by Deglin. Sullivan up the court. He will attack the bucket, kick it over to the right side. An LP shot. No good. Foul, though. And back to the line will come Benedictine. 3 seconds left in the first half. The foul is going to be on Nick Bryant. It is his first. First free throw does not go in for Larry. Parker's going to eye it up. He's got 2 points so far in the ball game. Second free throw. Got that one. Ravens are going to take a timeout. Let's do it. Joseph, we're going to take a break with oddly 3 seconds left in the half. It's Pride 30, Benedictine 26.
It's time now for the Taco John's Halftime Show on your local sports authority, CARE Radio 93.7 FM, part of the MSC Sports Radio Network. Taco John's, bigger, bolder, better.
Good deals are hard to come by these days, unless you're at Taco John's. Yeah. A crispy beef taco, bean burrito, junior potato Olays, and a small drink for just $5? Oh, what a steal. $7 for a pair of crispy beef tacos, plus a nacho crunch beef burrito, junior potato Olays, and a small drink? And that's a steal, too. And just $9 for a super crispy beef taco, chicken stuffed grill taco, junior potato Olays, churro, and a small drink? Well, now that's highway taco robbery. Order these meal steals in-restaurant or online, only at Taco John's. John's.
All right, welcome back. Here's what happened. Just as we get back, the Ravens throw the ball in play, and coming out of the timeout, they just do not get the shot, and we will get to halftime. Tell you what we're going to do. We've already got this halftime started. Let me just recap the scoring and all of that stuff for you here. Intermission. How about that? First of all, four. Let me roll up my sketch here, my scoring sheet. First of all, four. Clark. Huge first half for Lubre Stanovic. He was 5 of 10 shooting the ball, including 3 and 6 from outside. 4 rebounds on his way to 13 points, leading all scorers. Ivan Vucek has 4. See, the drop-off is really dramatic. From 13, leading scorer to 4. 3 for Nick Bryant. 3 for Carson Lindauer. Javon Younghaas has a couple. Desmond Jones with 2. Michael Castle with 2. Joe Brown with a point, 1 of 2 at the free throw line. For Benedictine, it is Drew Purdy who is coming off the bench to lead the team. He has 10. Deglin Sullivan with a half a dozen, 3 apiece for both Aiden Sullivan and Gabe Sidgwick. 2 each, Jack Vanderwoody, Larry Parker III. And Benedictine had 5 guys in the game who did not get anything on the scoreboard. Let's see how it all shook out so far in the first half. The teams, you ask, well, how are they shooting? And I would have to be candid and say not as well as they would like to be. Clark, 11 of 31, 35%. Benedictine is 7 of 28. The Ravens hitting a cool 25% of their shots from the floor. From outside, Clark, 3 of 14, 21%. Benedictine is 2 of 12, 3-point shooting for 16% from the outside. And at the free throw line, Clark is shooting less than half, 5 of 11. Benedictine is shooting just over half at 10 of 16. Each team has turned it over 8 times, but Clark, well, they've turned their turnovers into 12 points. Benedictine has turned their 8 turnovers into only 3. Rebounding virtually identical at 24 and 23. Total fouls very similar at 10 and 11. Ravens have a few more steals. They have a 6-3 steals lead. And second chance points, that may be a big one for Clark as they have 12 second chance points to Benedictine's 2. And they have 16 points in a paint to Benedictine's 8. So, a look at fouls. Let's see if there's anybody jammed up here. Drew Purdy is a little bit. He's got 3 personal fouls. Preston Reynolds with 2. Noel Raven with more than 1. And for Clark, 4 guys have 2 fouls. No player with 3 fouls for Clark in the first half. So I'll tell you what. Benedictine jumped out to the lead. Had a nice advantage early. Clark went on a 14-0 run. Kind of later on in that second half, and now they are up 4 as we go to the locker room. We're going to be back. Lady Ravens winning in the first game today. We'll see if the Benedictine men can come back and make it a Ravens sweep. We'll know before long. But right now, we got a timeout of the 4. The teams are in the locker room, and it's halftime. And we'll be back to bring in the second half live. Intermission score, Pride 30, Ravens 26. Back we go to Joseph. It's halftime.
Stop by Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill for lunch or dinner. With their signature stack burgers, chicken sandwiches, and chicken strip baskets, there's something for everyone. Top it off with a classic DQ treat like a hot foot sundae, dipped cone, or one of the many Blizzard flavors. All right now at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Happy tastes good.
Looking for the ultimate night out? Head to High Voltage Bar and Dance, where the fun never stops. Open late every day of the week. Sundays, join them at 1:30 for bingo. Tuesday nights, get your boots on for free line dance lessons. And don't miss our weekend lineup. Fridays and Saturdays, it's karaoke, a DJ, or a live band bringing the house down. For all the latest updates, check out the High Voltage Facebook page. High Voltage Bar and Dance, 7-Eleven Commercial in Atchison, where every night is a good time.
If you lift up a couch cushion, empty pants pockets at the washing machine, or search your vehicle, you will probably find some loose change rolling around. Hi, this is Brian Casey of Union State Bank of Atchison. Did you know that loose change is important to the local businesses in your community who depend on it for transactions? The U.S. Mint is asking Americans to put those coins back in circulation by spending them or taking them to your nearest bank location to deposit. All 7 Union State Bank locations can help your friends and neighbors when you bring in your change jars. Learn more at mybankusb.com. Member FDIC.
We're today's hit country from KAIR-FM, Horton Atchison.
It's the only radio station we agree on.
We love the music.
Today's hit country, Hot Country 93.7.
Good afternoon, and thank you for joining us right here at Hot Country 93.7. We're happy to bring you Benedictine Ravens basketball action as the Ravens are on the road up in Dubuque, Iowa, taking on Clark. We'll return to Tom Kautz's live coverage of the event. Taking a look at the Care Country calendar for sports, we've got coming up this week on Tuesday night, we'll have high school basketball as we'll be covering the Marhill Mount Academy at Valley Falls series. Starting at 6 p.m. with the women's game, the men will take to the court right around 7:30 or so. The Wednesday night schedule has us having Benedictine men's and women's basketball as the Ravens will play host to Baker. Tune in for the women's game at 5:30. The men will take to the court sometime right around 7 p.m. or so. Thursday night, we've got Sports Look. Sports Look is where Tom and Gus Kautz discuss the local, regional, and national sports scene. Sports Look airs immediately following the 5 o'clock news report right around 5:15 to 5:20 on Thursday evening. Following Sports Look, we'll have High School Coaches Insight, featuring interviews with the Atchison, Marhill Mount Academy, ACCHS, and JCN coaches. Friday night brings us to basketball, as we'll have Valley Falls at Jefferson County North. 6 o'clock is the scheduled tip for the girls' games. The boys should take to the court around 7:30, 8 o'clock. Saturday brings us back to Benedictine basketball as the Ravens will be taking on Grandview. 2 p.m. for the women's tip. Men will take to the court sometime right around 4 p.m.
Are you looking for a fast, secure place to fill up your vehicle's tank? Stop in at the Pumps just south of Holton, powered by BMP Propane and Knotty Pine Oil. Whether you are filling up your tank, grabbing a snack, or just need a pit stop on Old 75 Highway, the Pumps has you covered. The Pumps offers E10 87, Premium 91 no ethanol, dyed diesel, clear diesel, and DEF. The Pumps is a family-owned local service, keeping Jackson County moving every day. Swing on by today and get set up for easy 24/7 access.
Hi, this is Dr. Carrie Cowan with Atchison Animal Clinic.
Atchison Animal Clinic has been committed to providing veterinary services to Atchison and the surrounding areas for over 75 years, and our commitment has never been stronger. Offering same-day sick appointments and happily accepting new clients, we pride ourselves on being ready and available to service your veterinary needs when you need us. Atchison Animal Clinic, where service, satisfaction, and animal health meet.
Taking a look at women's games in action right now across the across the Heart of America Athletic Conference, we've got some finals to report. In the Culver-Stockton-Baker game, it was Culver-Stockton 72 to Baker's 47. In the Peru State-Missouri Baptist game, it was Peru State over Missouri Baptist 70 to 65. In the Park Mount Mercy game, where they're at the half, Mount Mercy is leading 33 to 19. Central Methodist is trailing Graceland at this moment. I'm sorry, Central Methodist is ahead of Graceland at this moment with 4 minutes and 54 seconds remaining in the third at 41 to 37. In the William Penn Mid-American Nazarene game, it's Mid-American Nazarene up 46 to William Penn's 20. And Grandview is trailing Missouri Valley, with Missouri Valley sitting at 44 points to Grandview's 26. I'll be back with the men's score in just a moment.
It's time for you to get the care that you deserve. When you're in our hands, you can rest assured that you're getting the best that there is. Here at Atchison Senior Village, we strive every day to be the skilled nursing facility of choice in our community. We make sure that each day you spend with us is filled with the caliber of service that will make your stay comfortable, safe, and therapeutic. Our in-house therapy team promotes quality outcomes for short-term, long-term, and outpatient residents. Let us take care of you or your loved one. For more information, contact me, Nikki Weigel, today at 913-209-0138.
At Hummelgaard Family Dentistry in Atchison, your comfort and health come first. You're in good hands.
I'm Dr. Jordan Hummelgaard, formerly Campbell. I grew up right here in Atchison. Caring for the community means everything to me. We take time to listen and make sure you feel comfortable and cared for, whether it's your first visit or your 50th. When you walk through our doors, you're family.
Hummelgaard Family Dentistry at 913-367-7270 or stop by 817 Santa Fe in Atchison. Hummelgaard Family Dentistry.
At the start of the third, in the Baker Culver Stockton game, the Baker men are leading Culver Stockton 52-30. Peru State is leading Missouri Baptist at the half, with Peru State sitting at 31, Missouri Baptist 24. And in this game, we've got Clark on top. Clark is sitting at 30 points to the Ravens 26.
It's basketball season, and Mueller's Locker Room in Atchison is your home court for all the action. With wall-to-wall TVs, daily food specials, and drinks as smooth as a no-look pass, you won't miss a single slam dunk or buzzer beater. From the opening set to the final buzzer, the best plays happen at Mueller's Locker Room, where hoops fans huddle up. Mueller's Locker Room, 120 South 2nd in Atchison, your game day headquarters all season long.
Here is your Hot Country 93.7 forecast. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times this afternoon, with highs around 44. Winds out of the west, 10 to 20 miles an hour. Partly cloudy skies tonight, lows level off around 21. Highs level off around 39 tomorrow. Clear skies, mainly clear skies and dry Monday. Clouds on the increase by Tuesday. Low 50s Monday, upper 50s by Tuesday. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Taking a look outside right now in downtown Atchison, we've got sunny conditions out there. It's 46 degrees, it feels like 39, with the winds out of the west at 18 miles per hour. Relative humidity 43%. The dew point is 25 degrees Fahrenheit. The barometric pressure, well, it's falling at 30.21 inches of mercury. We'll be returning to Tom Couts courtside in just a moment.
Good deals are hard to come by these days, unless you're at Taco John's. A crispy beef taco, bean burrito, junior potato Olays, and a small drink for just $5? Oh, what a steal. $7 for a pair of crispy beef tacos, plus a nacho crunch beef burrito, junior potato Olays, and a small drink? That's a steal, too. And just $9 for a super crispy beef taco, chicken stuffed grill taco, junior potato Olays, churro, and a small drink? Well, now that's highway taco robbery. Order these meals steals in restaurant or online, only at Taco John's.
You've been listening to the Taco John's Halftime Show on your local sports authority, CARE Radio 93.7. We now rejoin Tom and Gus Couch live at the arena for the second half action.
Hey, we welcome you back again. Benedictine basketball on a Saturday afternoon in January on CARE Radio. Guys, game at halftime. And Benedictine trails 30-26 at Clark. Ladies game this afternoon for the Lady Ravens. It was an impressive win, 77-68 at Clark. And other games in the conference on the women's side, it was Culver-Stockton just dominating at Baker earlier today, 72-47. Also in the other noon game, it was Peru State getting by Missouri Baptist, 70-65. Games going on around the conference that are still underway as they are the 2 o'clock women's games. Mount Mercy has a substantial lead in the third quarter over Park, 33-20. It's Central Methodist with about a minute to go in the third quarter in front of Graceland, 47-39. William Penn, they are being really treated badly. Mid-America, 3 minutes to go in the third quarter. Mid-America's in front, 51-20 over Penn. Going to the fourth quarter, it is Missouri Valley. And maybe it's a surprise right now in the conference. Missouri Valley on top of Grandview, 46-29. So, again, congratulations, Lady Ravens, 77-68 winner this afternoon. And the Benedictine guys were just about a minute or so away from getting underway with the second half of this game. Let's just see. Hard standings right now on the guys' side. Graceland is, they've been phenomenal. They are at 8-0. Missouri Baptist at 6-2. Central Methodist, Missouri Valley, William Penn, Grandview, all 5-3 on the guys' side. You got 4-3 Park and Baker, 5-4 Peru, Mid-American, Benedictine at 4-4. Then you find Mount Mercy, William Woods, Clark at 0-8, Culver Stockton at 0-8 on the guys' side. So with games coming up today, let me just see if we can't. There should be, three games underway right now. And Culver Stockton and Baker. Culver Stockton at Baker. 5 minutes gone in the second half. Baker with a 61-36 lead. Of course, we have our Clark game here with Benedictine. And starting the second half, Peru State leads Missouri Baptist 31-24. And again, the full slate of guys' games still coming up with the 4 o'clock window. So there you have it. We're about ready to get the second half underway. The teams have got off the floor. They're huddled up around their respective coaching staffs. For Clark, you're going to get Nick Bryant and Carson Lindauer, Jonathan Howard, Ivan Vucek, and Lowry Stanovich. For Benedictine, it'll be their regular five. Preston Reynolds, who did not score in the first half. Jack Vanderwoody with 2. Deglin Sullivan with a half a dozen. Rice and LaRue. Bryson also no points in the first half. Aiden Sullivan only with 3. It has been a low-scoring business for both teams, and particularly for Benedictine in the first half. Some of the guys that we get accustomed to and kind of spoiled with, they're scoring. Well, maybe they're just saving them up for the second half. We'll see if that's the case. Ravens are going to have the ball in play to begin the second half. That said, we are back underway. Here comes Benedictine with basketball, and here's Deglin Sullivan. He'll slide around to the right side, cross over beneath the goal, kick it over to Vanderwoody, and Jack misses the three-point shot. However, with a defender in his face, he will tumble to the floor, he will draw the foul, and he will come to the free throw line for 3 shots. That foul is going to be on Carson Lindauer. It'll be the 3rd foul of the game for Carson. First free throw, up and in. So for Benedictine, First shot, good. One, a couple of more shots coming up for Jack Vanderwoody. This one is up. He'll get number two. One more shot, and he can get the Ravens back to within a point. Eyes it up. The lefty puts it in. So Jack will hit all three free throws, and Benedictin now trails by one, and we are 20 seconds into the second half. A whole lot of basketball still on tap here from Dubuque, Iowa. Here's a drive to the baseline. The shot is going to go up and miss, and a rebound pulled down by Benedictin. Ravens coming down with the basketball. Aiden Sullivan with that defensive rebound. Here's Bryson LaRue. Works toward the top, goes long cross court. The ball driven into the corner. The feed out on top. It's going to be dislodged. Clark will pick up the loose basketball and come away with a steal. Ravens turn it over. Clark in the lane, twisting, turning, no room. Little skip pass comes out on top. They're going to run the offense. 1 minute gone in the second half. Three-point shot. Airborne. Got it. That was perfect from the left elbow. Knocking that bucket down is going to be Jonathan Howard. It is 33-29. Clark pushes its lead back to four. And the Ravens are going to have it in play in the backcourt. They'll walk it up. Preston Reynolds and Jack Vanderwoody, Declan Sullivan, Bryson LaRue, Aiden Sullivan. The Raven five on the court to begin the second half. Bryson feeds underneath. Aiden goes up and strong to the rim. Knocks it down. So Aiden Sullivan with the basket, and it's 33-31. They'll kick it topside. Clark works around to the perimeter. And the bounce to the corner where no one was. And again, it just happens sometimes. You get that miscommunication. You think your teammate is going to break to a spot. You throw the ball to the place you expect him to be, and he's not there. The ball is. And it goes out of bounds, and the Ravens are going to have it there. Ravens are going to be up against a little full court pressure. They will break it across the timeline with no difficulty. Here's Vanderwoody, right side, gets the defender off his feet, puts a shot up that misses, but again, the Ravens are going to draw a foul. And again, Benedictin is going to come to the free throw line. This time it's going to be on Bryce Luster. Vanderwoody, free throw. Yep. And he is now 4-for-4 at the free throw line in the second half. One more shot coming up for Jack. This one short. Clark will rebound it down. So Luster coming down with the rebound, and here comes Clark on offense. Baseline left, three shot, no. Rebound. Benedictin, Ravens will rip it free, bring it up the floor, and swing it over to the left side. LaRue attacks the rim, feeds across, the ball gets loose, the power move up, and the bucket is good by Aiden. Aiden Sullivan knocks it in. And for Aiden, it'll be 7 points, and Benedictin continues to stay close. It's the Ravens now in front, 34-33. And for the first time in a long time, Benedictin has the advantage, and as the ball gets in the forecourt, we're getting a Raven foul. We have had a lot of fouls called. I feel like a lot of free throw shot in this game. And the second half is beginning in a kind of a similar vein. The ball will come in. Clark will have it at their offensive end. 17 and a half to play. 3-point shot is going to miss. Vanderwoody rebounds it down. Bryson LaRue brings it off the floor. Weaves over to the right side. The shot stripped away. It's going to be knocked out of bounds, and Ravens are going to have it in at the baseline. Vanderwoody, Sullivan, LaRue, Sullivan, and Sidgwick are the Ravens five now. Gabe has checked in. Gives Benedictin some great height in the middle. Now here's a pass into the corner. It's going to be rescued. That was good work by Declan to save it. He'll go into the lane, running shot, up and missing. And a rebound cleared away by Clark. Up the floor, 3-point shot, missing by Jonathan Howard. Ravens are going to rebound it back down. Here comes BC. Sidgwick with the board. Over to the left side. Deep in the corner. The baseline three. No. Rebound Ravens. Turnaround shot. Off the window. Yes. So for Benedictine. Gabe Sidgwick comes up with an offensive rebound and follows it back up and in. And Benedictine has now taken a three-point lead. It is 36-33, 16:40 to play in the ballgame. Up court with the ball and a turnover by Clark. And coach looks like, oh, come on, guys, you're doing so well. Let's not lose focus here. And again, a team like Clark who's suffering through a 10-game losing streak, sometimes you're just waiting for that shoe to drop. Even when you're playing well, you're like, what's going to happen? And maybe what the Ravens are doing here is what's going to happen. Benedictine playing well. They've come from the deficit. They've taken it away, and they've gotten out in front by three and are in control of the ball. Three-point shot, too long. Pull back down, Pride. Clark up the floor. Two on three, and they're going to very wisely slow this thing down, back it out a little bit. Take it to the top for the big man. Moves to the lane. No. Rebound down to the baseline. Benedictine saves it. So the Ravens are going to board this thing down. And here comes BC. The shot from the right side. It's up and good. Bryson LaRue. We've been waiting for Bryson to break through, and that is his first point of the game at 15:40 to play. Ravens go up now by six. And BC is having a huge start to the second half. Driving shot from the baseline right is good for Clark. It's going to be a whistle and a foul. And Stanovich, who hits the bucket, is going to have a chance at a three-point play. The foul is on Benedictine's Aiden Sullivan. Aiden's going to come out of the game. And a free throw, yes. 39-36. 15:30 to go. Benedictine's lead, cut in half right there, trimmed to three. Driving into the lane, the crossover layup is up and in. Jaglen Sullivan, he just attacks the bucket, knocks it down. Ravens by five, 15:15 to go in the contest. Pull up three. Rebound, BC. That time, it looked like Clark had just set up on the outside, and Stanovich said, you know what, I got no other idea what to do. I'm just going to put this ball on the way. And he fired it up, and it was well off the mark. That was kind of one of those backyard Saturday afternoon ball game, I'm going to shoot this thing from anywhere shots. It didn't go in, but the Ravens on the other end of the court put in a three-point shot. Vander Woody knocks down a three, and we're going to get a timeout. Taking a break, 14:44 to go in the ballgame. Ravens in Dubuque, Iowa. Benedictine 44, Clark 36.
Whether it's normal automotive maintenance like oil changes and wiper replacement, or more serious repairs like starters and alternators, Atchison Auto Parts is your local stop for everything you need to keep your vehicle running at peak performance. Open 8 to 6, Monday through Saturday, and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer, with locations in Leavenworth, Sabetha, and Smithville, and of course in Atchison at 424 Woodlawn Avenue.
We have seen a huge swing in this ballgame. Benedictine led early on. Matter of fact, they led to the first over a quarter of the game before Clark came on strong. Clark built a lead as they went on a 14-0 run. Got in front of the Ravens by nine. Ended up going in at halftime up by four. Benedictine, since halftime, has been on a tremendous roll, and they now have an eight-point lead. So we have seen the Ravens go from trailing by nine to leading by eight. We've seen a 17-point swing in this game. And we still got 14:44 to play. Who knows what all is going to happen here this afternoon for Benedictine. It is Clark basketball, and they'll put it in play right in front of their bench. Have to play a shot clock. They'll run around the outside, bring it to the top, Can't shake a defender. Go back to the right side. Start into the lane. Kick it back. The long two. Airborne it. Way, way short. BC will rebound it down. Here comes Declan Sullivan. Takes it down the left side. Has it batted out of his hands. And they're going to say it touches the sideline. And Benedictine is going to lose the basketball. Back it's going to go to Clark. And that will bring us to the media timeout. A moment ago, Clark had taken that because they were having some struggles and still are. But this will be the media break. Timeout 14-19 to play in the ball game. It is Benedictine 44, Clark 36.
Looking for a fresh, fast, and delicious meal in Atchison? Head to Subway, conveniently located under the 5th Street Viaduct. From made-to-order sandwiches and wraps to crisp salads, protein bowls, and breakfast options, Subway has something for everyone, any time of day. And be sure to watch for their special $6.99 meal of the day for a great deal on your favorites. Fresh ingredients, great value, and made just the way you like it. Eat fresh at Subway in Atchison.
Glad you're with us here on CARE Radio this afternoon. Joseph in the studio. Tom Couch with you here as the Ravens have come from behind to take a 44-36 lead over the home team, the Pride of Clark. Remember when they first came into the conference? It wasn't the Pride? I'm trying to remember what they... Already forgotten. Good night. I got to work on that. What was the Pride former mascot? That said, here comes Clark with the basketball down 8. We go inside 14 minutes to go. They will drive straight down the lane. A little finger roll. No, but the pushback is going to be up and in. Missed the first one, but a nice follow shot and back up and in for Desmond Jones, and it's 44-38. So Desmond getting a nice little hustle award there for staying after the basketball. And here's Benedictine cutting into the lane. Deglin, he is so smooth. Cuts through defenders, sweeps the ball around, and lays it up and in. Declan Sullivan, it is 46-38. Again, the Ravens with that 8-point lead. And Clark mishandles the basketball, throws it to where they weren't, goes out of bounds. Benedictine will have it back in. Clark making a couple of substitutions. They've got Bryant Junghans out there with Desmond Jones and Vucic and Stanovich. BC, 13-13 to go in the ballgame. Up court with the basketball. Over to the left side is going to be Gabe. Sidzik will feed to Jack, will fall away and hit the jumper for two. 48-38. Benedictine now with its largest lead at 10. 12:50 to go. The feed underneath, the little tip shot. No! Rebound! Followed up? No! Rebound out of play. And it's going to be off the Ravens. Clark will get it back in. This time the official tracks the basketball down. 12:40 to play. Larry Parker's coming in. Harrison Kissling's coming in, taking out Van Rudy and LaRue. BC using what has become for them a very standard, typical kind of rotation. Now here's the feed to the right side. The shot goes up. It's in and a foul. And very upset with that foul being called. It's going to be Aiden. No, it's Deglin. Deglin. Twelve and a half minutes left in the game. And an opportunity here at a conventional three-point play for Clark. The shot up, rims out, no good. And a rebound pulled down by Benedictine. It is 48-40 Ravens. The three, nope. And Clark comes up with a basketball. Benedictine taking virtually no time off that clock, just ran it down the floor, got the first look at a three that they had, and set sail with it. The official's coming over to the scorer's table now and giving an indication that we're going to have a foul by Larry Parker. So Larry picking up the personal foul. is he's going to bring Binse into the game. 12-12 to go. Pride with the basketball, trailing by eight. They'll go to the baseline three. Way too long. And is that going to be another foul by Larry? Nope, this foul is going to be on Gabe. Gabe Sidgwick called for the foul. Clark brings it back in. Now the ball is on the floor. Pick back up, underneath, the shot, up, and good. Ivan Vucek with the bucket. And it is 48-42 at 11:50 to play. Benedictine, they're going to be a little more patient now with their offense, looking for a really good shot, and they're not going to get it. It's going to be knocked into the backcourt. Great hustle and saved by Binse. And the Ravens are going to reset the offense. Topside with it is going to be Harrison Kissling. Wide right-handed dribble, off on top, Gabe for three, very short, and a rebound off the floor, pulled down by Clark. 48-42, Benedictine. Here's a Pride, a little running underhand shot. Nope, tipped up, no rebound, Benedictine. And the Ravens are going to take it the other way. Here's Kissling, feeds across. Looking up, looking in the middle, Declan Sullivan doesn't take that shot. Will go into the lane. He'll fall away and doesn't hit the basket, but draws a foul. We're going to see Declan Sullivan coming to the free throw line with 11:05 to go in the second half. And the Ravens coming to the line leading by six, 48-42. Declan Sullivan will be stepping to the line, and we're getting a timeout taken first. Officials coming up here, and yeah, we're going to get a little break, so let's do it. We're going to take a timeout, Joseph. 11:05 to play in the game. The Benedictine Ravens 48, Clark 42.
Whether you're hosting friends, enjoying a cozy evening at home, or celebrating life's little moments, Hunley Liquor has everything you need to elevate the occasion. Choose from a wide selection of domestic and imported beers, fine wines, and premium spirits to make any gathering special. Hunley Liquor, 119 South 9th Street in Atchison. Hometown friendly, hometown helpful. That's Hunley Liquor.
Benedictine basketball on CARE Radio this afternoon. Saturday in January, the 10th of January, flying right along. And it's a very hectic time for the Ravens as they've got a very full schedule. We're going to be covering lots and lots of games here in the course of the next, what, 5-6 weeks? The regular season for Benedictine will end late February, and the conference tournament will be the last week of February. So these games will be coming in a fast clip. Ravens coming in at middle-of-the-pack team. They're fighting for that upper half at 8-8, 4-4 in the conference. Clark has had his struggles, but they've got some great talent waiting for this team to gel. They are 3-13, and they are 0-8 in the Hunter Rebecca Athletic Conference as we begin to get the second semester begun and underway. Officials are still out of the court. I don't know what it is that they're really, like, assessing out here, but whatever it is, it's got them really spending a lot of time at it. Now we'll have an official go to each coach, and again, so many times I see this, and they look at things. I don't know. They just want to administer the game correctly and properly, and the problem is they spend a lot of time, and it seems like nothing ever happens. There's no great revelation. And this is what we're going to call. And it's like, never mind. We're just going to get back to play. So the Ravens are going to be at the free throw line. Declan Sullivan's first shot is not going to go in. Getting set to check in for Declan is going to be Jared Lee. He indicates here to the official score, I'm coming in for the shooter, so I can't come in quite yet. Second free throw is good. And with that, Declan will rotate out of the ball game. And Here comes the Clark offense. So Jarrett Lee comes in, still looking for his first point of the game. Harrison Kissling's in the game, looking for his first point of the game. Vince Duca is in the game. He's still looking for his first point of the game. Freddie Parker has two. Drew Purdy has three. So right now, the group on the floor, while we've seen all of them show great offensive skills, today, none of them have put a lot of points on the board. And the Ravens are going to be putting in a play from the backcourt. 10:48 to go. This game is mired in molasses. I'm telling you, it's moving so slowly. The teams are not moving real briskly, and I don't know if it's some Saturday afternoon blahs in Dubuque. There's Benedictin right side. Jared looks in, pinned to the baseline, gets it away to Harrison. Kissling in front of the Benedictin bench. Gets to the top of the key, swings it left to Larry. He will go into the lane, little underhand pass. The shot up, no, and extremely frustrated. Benedictin's Harrison Kissling is going to be fouled. He's going to come to the free throw line, but he knows full well that that shot is one that he should have, needs to hit. He did not, but he's going to come to the line. The foul is on Joe Brown, and Harrison's free throw is good. So Kissling will hit the first free throw, and he will have his first point. And the Ravens go back up again by 8. They've led here by as many as 10 in the second half. This free throw's up, rolls around, goes in, and Kissling with his first 2 points of the afternoon coming at the free throw line, and the Ravens getting back up by 9 at 51-42. 10:15 and rolling along to play in the ballgame. The drive to the right side of the lane, the counterclockwise spin, the shot is off the window and no good, and the rebound is going to be slapped away, knocked out of bounds, and the official down to the baseline will take a moment, and he will say, after Larry Parker goes over to take the ball from him, he'll say, no, this is Clark's basketball, it's not yours. And the Pride will bring it in way out on top. 10 minutes to go. The drive right, the shot off the window, it's going to be good, it's going to be plus one. The official is going to come over to the near side, and we will get the foul call. Foul is going to be on Harrison Kissling. Jonathan Howard will get credit for the bucket, and he will be at the free throw line when we return. We got a timeout at 9:56 to go in the guys' game. It's Benedictin 51, Clark 44.
Stop by Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill for lunch or dinner. With their signature stack burgers, chicken sandwiches, and chicken strip baskets, there's something for everyone. Top it off with a classic DQ treat like the Hot Foot Sundae, Gift Cone, or one of the many Blizzard flavors. All right now at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Happy tastes good.
A big second half of the second half coming up. 9:56 to go in the ballgame. 51-44, Ravens in front. The Pride, having just hit that shot and having drawn the foul, when everybody gets back out of the court, it will be the Pride coming to the free throw line. Coming out of the media timeout, we're going to get Preston Reynolds back into the game for the Ravens. He will rotate out with Vince Duca. At the free throw line, it will be Jonathan Howard. And again, nobody's in any hurry to make anything happen here today. Here we go, Jonathan. It's up. It's no good. Ravens rebound. And Benedictin will come up four with it. It's going to be Jared Lee. Jared goes to the left side. Here's Harrison to Larry. Parker on the floor one time. Back over to Jared. Everybody for the Ravens is above the free throw line now. They've cleared out the lower half of the offensive end. Here's a feed across. on the floor once, a little bit reversed layup. It is up, and it is good. So Drew Purdy with the layup. And the Ravens go up 53-44. 9:20 to go. Long-range shot, misses. Long-range rebound, pulled down by Clark. And they go for the follow shot, but travel first. Ravens are going to get it back. We have had some turnovers in the game. A dozen by Clark. Benedictine has been guilty of 10 turnovers so far. But the Ravens leading it by 11 now. 54-44. Looking for him to put it to 11 right here. They'll drive across, come out on top. Parker gets it back to the point. Kissling. Sharks left, comes right, goes in, goes up, off the window, gets it. Now the Ravens go up 11. 55-44. 8:45 to play. And for Benedictine, two things happening here. Number one, they are not letting Clark cut back into that lead. And number two, they're continuing to expand it very slowly, very methodically, you know, and add an extra point here on this trip, an extra point there. Here's a missed shot by Clark. Ravens are going to go back up the floor, leading by 11. And at 8:20 to go, every trip down, a chance to stretch that lead a little bit further and take a little more time off the clock. Then we'll have a foul way out on the left wing. And Benedictine will have it in play over on the far side. The foul is on Joe Brown. And Clark is going to bring Stanovich back into the game. And they're going to bring Desmond Jones back in also. BC inbounds precariously near midcourt, but they do not go over and back. And here's Jared with it. Ravens four cornering the offense now. The entry pass and trying to go up with the shot. The ball is going to be stripped away, and the Ravens are going to have it in at the baseline. 8 minutes exactly to go. BC coming into the baseline, looking it in, looking in, running the clock motion. The baseline three way too strong for Larry. And it's going to get away and go out of bounds. It'll be Clark basketball. 7:56 to go. Clark will bring it up the floor. Way out on top, being very patient again. They've got the time to be patient. Now the Ravens come up with a steal. And it's on the floor. The drive, the shot, no. Followed up, no. Rebound Ravens, followed up, no. Stripped away. Clark coming up the floor with it. So BC misses opportunities. Clark will go to the other end and get the tip in. Good. Lindauer with the follow shot. And the Ravens will go to the other end of the floor. And they're going to put it up and in on a driving shot by Parker. You can give Harrison Kissling an assist on that one. And a reverse layup on the other end of the floor. No. We get a foul. It's going to be an offensive foul. 7:07 to play. Desmond Jones will pick up one. And the Ravens are going to get free throws from Larry Parker. Pride, 7 team fouls with 7:07 to go. What that spells out is, as the game gets into the late moments, we could see, kind of like we saw in the girls' game, we could see an awful lot of free throws here. Here's Parker. Shoots and hits. All right, gets one more look at it. 57-46. The Ravens back up by 11. And again, hit this free throw, and it won't. Chance have gone up by 12, and again, just very slowly and incrementally increase that lead, making the Clark comeback effort that much more difficult and maybe that much more unlikely. Here's a fallaway three that's off the mark. Rebound, Parker. Benedictine into the forecourt quickly. 6:45 left in the guy's game. 58-46, Ravens in front with the basketball. Harrison Kissling has it up top side. Here's Daglin with it. Sullivan goes to the left side of the lane, pulls up his dribble, dumps it over to Larry. Parker will work his way to the corner, back up to the elbow, back away all the way near the sideline. Now drive across, goes down the right side of the lane, bounce pass underneath. It's going to be batted free, stolen away. Here comes Clark. Flying up court with the basketball is going to be Nick Bryant. He'll feed in the middle, little hook shot, Lindauer, no follow shot, no tipped up, no Ravens sweep it down. Benedictson coming up with a big rebound. And it'll be taken down by Sullivan. And on the other end of the floor, a whistle, a foul, and Benedictson free throws once again. The foul is going to be on Stanovich. Deguin Sullivan. Is Deguin going to come to the line? No. We'll pick up here in just a second. The free throw is going to be up and good. Got Bryson at the free throw line. There we go. Get that fixed. So Bryson's first free throw is good. Second free throw is good. Bryson LaRue stretches the Benedictine lead now to 14. It is 60-46. And we are 6 minutes left. Still a lot of time, but not as much as it was. If you're Clark, you're going to have to begin to make something happen. They'll be patiently working the perimeter. Try to drive the right side. The shot blocked away and knocked out of bounds by Benedictine. So Clark will have it in at their baseline. Gabe Sidgwick got that block, rejected that thing out of play. Back out on top of the come. Bright, left side, Desmond goes three and hits it. That's Desmond Brown from the corner, or Desmond Jones from the corner with the three-point jump shot. Give Nick Bryant that assist. BC will drive it down. Here's Preston Reynolds at the baseline. The ball is knocked away from him. It's loose on the floor, rolling around near midcourt. It's going to be launched into the backcourt all alone. Other end, finger roll. The driving layup off the steal is good. And a bucket by Carson Lindauer. Here comes Benedictine now trending or leading up by 9 with 5 minutes to play. 60-51, Ravens in front. Way up top side, Deguin Sullivan kicks it to the right. Jack's pass across the lane is going to be taken away. And for Benedictine, another turnover. Here's a pass to the top. Clark's not taking a lot of those long shots. They will go in the middle, miss the first, but the man right there to follow it up and in is going to be Desmond Jones. Give him the tip in, and we will get a Benedictine timeout. Clark continues to battle back, and the Ravens are going to talk about it. We'll take a break at 4:41 to play in the game. It's the Ravens 60, the Pride 53.
Looking for the ultimate night out? Head to High Voltage Bar and Dance, where the fun never stops. Open late every day of the week. Sundays, join them at 1:30 for bingo. Tuesday nights, get your boots on for free line dance lessons. And don't miss our weekend lineup. Fridays and Saturdays, it's karaoke, a DJ, or a live band bringing the house down. For all the latest updates, check out the High Voltage Facebook page. High Voltage Bar and Dance, 7-Eleven Commercial in Atchison, where every night is a good time.
Well, 2 minutes ago, the Ravens were up by some 14 points. Now, Pride has battled back a little bit. They've cut that BC lead going on a 7-0 run to 7 and a 4:41 to play in the ballgame. Again, that is more than enough time for a team to come back. Ravens have taken that time out, and I'm sure Coach is telling them, guys, just be careful, be cautious, be smart, don't be sloppy. Focus on what you know your game is. Preston Reynolds, Jack Vanderwoody, Deguin Sullivan, Bryson LaRue, Aiden Sullivan. So the Ravens get the starting five back on the court. And as they come up the floor with the basketball, we are 4.5 minutes to play. Deguin Sullivan on top, gets double teamed. He's a good ball handler. He's going to be able to handle that kind of pressure. And here's a backdoor pass. Beautiful pass. Give the assist to Bryson LaRue. And the Ravens with a nice bucket down low. Preston Reynolds gets the two. 62-53. Clark will bring it back up. The ball batted free. It's running around to the floor. Ravens will pick it up. Outlet it over to the left side. The feed down to the baseline. It's going to be saved by Aiden. And now they're getting a little wild with it. Smartly, LaRue will bring it back out on top. And Sullivan will slow things down a little bit. 3:50 to play. Here's Deglin. Again, gets double-teamed, is passed to the top to Aiden, back to Deglin, goes in, power move, shot misses, no foul called. Rebound by Benedictine. So the Ravens are going to keep it alive. 3.5 to go in the game. So after that shot, the shot clock gets a little time put back on it, and the Ravens can, once again, be patient with the ball. Vanderbooty comes off on top. She's cutting into the lane, the 12-foot floater, it's up and good. Count the bucket, and a foul has been drawn by Benedictine's Bryson LaRue. So Bryson's going to get the bucket, and it's going to be a plus one. The foul is on Ivan Vucek. It is his third foul. Benedictine has no one in any real foul trouble. Free throw up and in. So Bryson LaRue will hit the free throw, complete the three-point play. And at 3 minutes to go in the game, the Ravens lead again by a dozen, 65-53. The shot from the outside, DeLong three missing. Vanderwoody coming out with the rebound. And Aiden Sullivan will come up the floor, and I'm sure Coach Moody is going to suggest that they, again, take your time, get very patient, run that offense fully. Use all the passes, all the options, all the time. Sullivan will drive into the lane. Does not take a lot of time, but as he goes in, had a good look at the rim. Goes with the underhand shot that is rejected, but he's fouled. And we're going to get Aiden back at the free throw line. Aiden Sullivan, he's just a good shooter. I mean, this guy is a skilled basketball player. 6 of 7 at the free throw line today. That first one is up and in. So he goes now to 7 of 8 at the free throw line. Leads Benedictine in scoring with 14 and 15. 67-53. And the Ravens' 14-point lead that was cut a little while ago goes right back up to 14. 2.5 minutes to play. Going down the left side of the lane, there's no room. The BC defense collapses well. Here's a spinning shot for the left side. Oh, a pretty left-handed shot. Set sails and scores. 2:20 to go in the game. The bucket by Desmond Jones. For Clark, makes it 67-55. Ravens lead by a dozen. Sullivan, top side of the basketball. He's way up in the corner, very near the scorer's table where he attacks and backs away, and now a feed underneath, and Sullivan the assist in the bucket to Preston Reynolds. 69-55. 1:50 to go. Time is getting away from the Pride and their opportunity to break up a 10-game losing streak is kind of, that wind is kind of shutting here. Here's a nice driving shot, but the Ravens will come back quickly to the other end of the court, still leading it by 12. Way topside, Bryson LaRue. He gets double-teamed, the ball stolen, the feed to the other end, the fingertip layup is good. And here come the Ravens with 1:10 left. And BC will get into the forecourt, and once again, they're going to foul, and you've got to foul the guy with the ball. And Ravens are smart. They're going to get the ball in the hands of someone like, and again, here it's going to be Deglin Sullivan. 1:10 to go in the game. Benedictine by 10. Deglin coming up there, and two free throws coming his way. The Pride have put the Ravens in the double bonus. Benedictine has committed only 6 second-half fouls. That front free throw is up. It does not go in. One more free throw coming up for Deglin. And he will eye this one up and hits it. Ravens are going to take a timeout. We'll enjoy the break. Time out of the court. It's Benedictine, 70, Clark 59.
If you lift up a couch cushion, empty pants pockets at the washing machine, or search your vehicle, you will probably find some loose change rolling around. Hi, this is Brian Casey of Union State Bank of Atchison. Did you know that loose change is important to the local businesses in your community who depend on it for transactions? The U.S. Mint is asking Americans to put those coins back in circulation by spending them or taking them to your nearest bank location to deposit. All 7 Union State Bank locations can help your friends and neighbors when you bring in your change jars. Learn more at mybankusb.com. Member FDIC.
With you, Clark puts the ball in play. They will quickly race to the other end of the floor. Launch a three. It's blocked. Picked back up. Kicked out on top. Backing away. Going for three. In and out. No. Rebound, Ravens. BC coming out with the basketball, and they will walk it up the floor. Get it into the forecourt, down the left side, and Clark now chasing the basketball. Ravens have it backed away. 40 seconds left. They'll double-team Deglin topside. He will feed it across, and looking to get it to Vanderbilt. His pass will be slapped away, knocked out of bounds. And we're going to get another timeout. Yeah. Benedictine going to take a timeout here. 37 seconds left. Ravens lead by 11. It's Benedictine 70, Clark 59.
Are you looking for a fast, secure place to fill up your vehicle's tank? Stop in at the Pumps just south of Holton, powered by BMP Propane and Knotty Pine Oil. Whether you are filling up your tank, grabbing a snack, or just need a pit stop on Old 75 Highway, the Pumps has you covered. The Pumps offers E10 87, Premium 91 no ethanol, Diet Diesel, Clear Diesel, and DEF. The Pumps is a family-owned local service, keeping Jackson County moving every day. Swing on by today and get set up for easy 24/7 access.
Is still enjoying that full timeout, but the game clock is down to just a tad bit. 37 seconds remain. Benedictine leading up by 11, 70 to 59. Coach Moody's got to be pleased with his team's defense. He always talks about, you know, the numbers that they like to limit their opponents to, and he wants to see that around that 63, 65-ish number, and would appear that they're probably going to be very much right in that neighborhood here today. Preston Reynolds will bring it in into the backcourt to Deglin. Sullivan, cross the timeline. Dribbles out in the center circle. Half a minute to go. Clark not committing any quick and unnecessary fouls. The Ravens are going to go to the baseline. Three is way too strong. And the rebound back the other way to Clark. He'll back away. Desmond will go three. It's wide right. Rebound Benedictine. 10 seconds to go. The Ravens just got to get this thing to the midcourt line, and that's going to do it. The final score this afternoon in the men's game. Benedictine 70, Clark 59. And we'll be back to wrap it up right after this.
It's time now for the Amberwell Postgame Show on CARE Radio 93.7 FM and online at mscsports.net. Stay tuned. Our postgame coverage starts right after this.
Ready to make history and maybe $500? During halftime at this season's home basketball games at Atchison High School and Atchison County Community High School, you could be one of two lucky contestants who will have a chance to make a half-court shot to win $500. Sponsored by Amberwell Orthopedic Care and Sports Medicine. Tickets for a chance to shoot will be sold at the gate, and all ticket proceeds go to the schools. Win or lose, it's a shot worth taking. See you at the game.
Hi, this is Dr. Curtis Kincannon with Atchison Animal Clinic, where we provide efficient, top-notch veterinary medicine in a comfortable and safe environment for both animals and owners. But that's not all. We also offer grooming services and a selection of recommended pet foods from Hill's Science Diet and Royal Canin. Come visit us at 1401 U.S. Highway 59 or check us out at AtchisonAnimalClinic.com to schedule an appointment today. Atchison Animal Clinic, where service, satisfaction, and animal health meet.
Hey, welcome back. The Benedictine Ravens successful on the road here this afternoon. They defeat Clark to the tune of 70-59. And let's recap the scoring for you. First of all, for Clark, Pride were paced by the game's leading scorer, Lovre Stanovich, 7-20 from the floor, 6 rebounds, 18 points this afternoon. Desmond Jones had 13 points. Carson Lindauer, 7, a half a dozen for Ivan Vucek, 5 for Jonathan Howard. It was Devon Younghans with 4, Nick Bryant with 3, Michael Kasel with 2, and Joe Brown with 1. So they kind of covered a gambit. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 13, and 18. For the Benedictine Ravens, how about Declan Sullivan? He does it all the time. It's becoming just such a thing that you depend on it and you shouldn't because it's so special. Declan with 15 points leads Benedictine in scoring today and on his way to that 15, 7-9 at the free throw line. Drew Purdy had a dozen off the bench and Jack Vanderwoody adding 11. 7 each for both Bryson LaRue and Aiden Sullivan. 5-point day for Larry Parker III and Gabe Sidgwick. 4 each, Preston Reynolds and Harrison Kissling for the Ravens this afternoon. Benedictine, well, they did a nice job on the course of the day. Didn't set the world on fire, but did what they needed to do. They hit 40% of their shots, 20%, 4 of 20 from outside. Their free throw line, they got a lot of opportunities. I mean, a lot of opportunities, and they shot them pretty well. 24 of 34, hitting 70.5% at the free throw line. The Ravens, here's the thing, on 15 turnovers, Clark scored 25 points off those Benedictine 15 turnovers. And the Ravens with 46 rebounds on the afternoon today. So, all said and done for Benedictine. Their record moves now to 9-8 on the season and 5-4 in conference play. Clark will tumble to 3-14. They are now 0-9. Long road trip, successful road trip for Benedictine. Lady Ravens winning it in the opener, 77-68. Guys win it 70-59. We want to thank you for having joined us here this afternoon. Until we greet you next time, for Joseph, he's our producer and engineer back at the K Radio Sports Studio. Tom Counts with you saying so long, everybody.
Thanks for listening to the Amberwell Postgame Show and Benedictine Raven Basketball, heard right here on CARE Radio 93.7 FM and online at mscsports.net. This has been an exclusive production of the MSC Sports Radio Network.